folks, it's that time on a Monday when we wrap the 4 o'clock hour of sports talk. We take a little back at the weekend that was, and we decide who turned it up to 11. Seems like we have many suitors. Folks, it's a little something we call divine shine.
Down the lane, cops float around the wing. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain. Ooh, Damian Lillard, how dare you?
Swing and a miss. 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
Tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
That's right. You heard Steve say it. It is time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a Hef, and all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. There is nothing else in the marketplace like it right now. So, yeah, we're all three of us are going to give some our top performers or performances from over the weekend. Who going to start?
I'll go.
Let Nick, because he had to put up with that Falcon low light.
Yeah, that's right. And so I'm going to start with Matt Ryan of my beloved Atlanta Falcons, who shined on
Sunday. Man, I'm so hyped right now. It is possible!
Matt Ryan has had quite the unlucky 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago against the Saints, and then last week against the Bungles. Matt Ryan has thrown for 790 yards, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, completing 74% of his passes, has a QB rating of 144.7 in those games, and my fail clowns are 0-2. Even though they're 10-for-10 and getting into the red zone with 9 touchdowns in those games, it's just ridiculous. Against the Bungles alone, Ryan had 419 yards, Calvin Ridley got a couple more touchdowns, and it all came down to a classically fail clown ending because the defense has as many holes and is just as bad as Swiss cheese, but I don't care. My Matt Ryan shined.
And as we all know, Swiss cheese is terrible. I'm going to go next. Last week, we were saying that Tiger is back, and that didn't really work out too well in the Ryder Cup. This week's is for sure more accurate. Andrew Luck is back, and he shines.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
I know his team lost, but his team is the Colts, so that shouldn't really be a surprise. But Luck looked amazing in all aspects. 40 of 62, 464 yards, 4 scores, no interceptions. He led them back in the second half, outscoring the Texans 21-10, and he did his part, leading them to points in overtime, but then his head coach decided to just be an idiot. But it's worth mentioning that Luck has started all 4 games, nearly 1,200 yards, 9 scores, just 3 picks this year, and we were sort of waiting for the breakout game statistically where he had to throw a ton, and we finally got it this week. Andrew Luck is back, and he shined.
Oh my heavens!
I'm laughing here like an idiot all by myself. I'm going with the Arizona State running back Eno Benjamin. Very shiny.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
By the way, let's make it official. Oregon State's got an offense. They got no D.
Oh, yeah.
Got rung up for more than 700 yards in that humiliation at Ohio State. Almost 600 last week against Arizona. Then this week, Arizona State ran for 400 yards, 312 on 30 carries, 3 touchdowns, courtesy of the sophomore back Eno Benjamin. By the way, coming into the game, he had 283 in the first 4 games. Overshadowed a heck of a performance by the Beavs freshman, Jamar Jefferson, who ran for 254, topping the 238 he had in the Southern Utah win. But it iced the first Pac-12 win for Herm Edwards, with both teams running it so well. Time of possession was about even, but Benjamin was unstoppable. The Beavs just missed so many chances to get him down, get off the field. That is a big number for Emo. Absolutely shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
Travis Etienne or Etienne of the number two Clemson Tiger shined on Saturday.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So Clemson lost their true freshman and newly named starter Travis Lawrence early in their game against Syracuse, and Dabo Swinney changed the game plan that leaned on the run game, and that meant going to sophomore Etienne. Before Saturday's game, Etienne's best game was against Georgian Southern earlier in the season. He had 16 carries for 160 yards. He bested all of that against Syracuse, getting 27 carries, 203 yards, 7 yards a carry, scored all three touchdowns for the Tigers, including a 26-yarder in the fourth quarter that put Clemson within three, and then another one with 41 seconds left that ended up being the winner. Keep an eye on this sophomore as he is leading the Tiger attack and shining along the way.
You know how to say football in French, Nick?
No.
Football.
Football.
Yeah, it sure is. Earl Thomas. Oh. Shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Kind of weird that a guy can shine and break his leg, but it's because he broke his leg that he shined. I love every single bit of him flipping off the Seahawks sideline as he was being carted off. This guy tried to hold out for a new deal, was snubbed, so he came back, acted like a good teammate, and had been balling out this year. Then he breaks his leg last night, done for the season, pretty much 100% done with the Seahawks, as he should be. This is why players hold out. Now he's going to go into the offseason coming off a broken leg, so basically nobody's going to want to sign him. This is why they hold out. It's hilarious to me how many fans hate on athletes for trying to get contract security, because that's what Thomas wanted, a deal with a few years on it, when in their own lives they would do absolutely the same thing to help themselves and their family's long-term financial security. And in the end, they're siding with billionaire owners who refuse to pay up. This is why Le'Veon Bell isn't playing. This is why they hold out. I would have flipped the double bird directly at John Schneider in his luxury suite. Yeah, Earl Thomas shined.
Oh, my heavens!
I have him on my wambulance list, but we'll get into that later. My last is Team Europe, who roasted Team USA in the Ryder Cup and were absolutely shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right
now. Anything's possible!
Your turncoat?
Yeah, Nick called me a communist. I said, isn't traitor more accurate?
Yeah, I don't think communist fits here.
Still!
My
point stands.
They're where we got our system of government from, right?
Like Karen Krauss wrote in the Times, seems the Europeans check their ego at the door with much more ease than the massive Americans we see with Tiger, Phil, Captain Furyk, Pat Reed. Way more worried about who they're paired with, what match they play, and many other cup-related issues beyond, you know, who wins. Nothing more telling than British Open champ Francesco Molinari. His reputation as a humble elite player. And remember, they smoked the Americans, 17.5 to 10.5. So yesterday, a really funny, albeit telling moment. Brit Tommy Fleetwood was sitting at the press table with him. He just won his singles match with Mickelson, running his record to 5-0. And upon being asked about his performance, Fleetwood jumped in and dryly stated, "You're so arrogant. Get over yourself." Tongue in cheek. If you're not familiar with match play scoring, winning that by that margin, I would say it's like getting beat 42-10 in football. It was a demolition, and the Euros were shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!